Nath Maharaj, Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Pancha kalpaturubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Glories to Srila Prabhupada. So today is the disappearance day of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Swami Srila Prabhupada. And as you know, the GBC strategic planning team has created a series of interviews of senior devotees. Yesterday we had Malati Prabhu, Harisari Prabhu, Badri Narayan Maharaj. This morning we started off speaking with Vaisheshika Prabhu and Pragosh Prabhu. And now we're ending with you. Tomorrow, at the same times of 5 a.m., 6 a.m., and 7 a.m., we have three more devotees that will portray their understanding and realizations of this topic. And that topic is that Srila Prabhupada is ISKCON's preeminent Shiksha Guru. And so we would, of course, very much wish to have the benefit of listening carefully to your realizations on this very topic. So I might just start with a rather simple question. What does it mean to you that Srila Prabhupada is the preeminent Shiksha Guru of all of ISKCON today and going out into the future?
I thank you, Gopal Bhatta Prabhu, and your whole strategic planning team for giving me this wonderful opportunity to be among our community of devotees worldwide. And this session of several days, meditating on, contemplating, and discussing this very crucial topic at this particular time of Srila Prabhupada's disappearance is something that is not only greatly needed, but it's really a beautiful act of devotional service that you and your team are offering. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Being Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day, I'm just thinking that Srila Prabhupada, he disappeared from the world 41 years after his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, disappeared from the world. And today, we are observing Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day 43 years after that most heartbreaking and historical moment. I was hearing this morning a lecture that Srila Prabhupada gave on the disappearance day of his Guru Maharaj in Los Angeles in 1973. Srila Prabhupada, as our founder and acharya, he's teaching by his example, you know, every aspect of devotional service. And especially at this time, he's teaching us how to reciprocate with our spiritual master after he departs from the physical world. And Srila Prabhupada first begins by saying that in Krishna consciousness, there's disappearance and appearance are non-different because the spiritual master never leaves a sincere devotee who is striving to serve him. But at the same time, he's feeling separation. And Srila Prabhupada asks the devotees to sing Jaya Nilo Premadana, the song of the departed Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada explained very briefly the history of this relationship with his Guru Maharaj. How in 1922 he received the instruction to spread Lord Chaitanya's message in the English language all over the world. And he said that this is a memorable day. What my Guru Maharaj desired, I am trying a little bit. And you are all helping me. So I have to thank you more. You are actually representative of my Guru Maharaj because you are helping me in executing the order of my Guru Maharaj. And Srila Prabhupada was audibly crying on this recording when he said, thank you very much. What Srila Prabhupada gave to us in establishing the Krishna consciousness movement and how profoundly thankful he was to each and every devotee who assisted him. Srila Prabhupada, being the preeminent Shiksha Guru, is essential for us to understand and imbibe in order for us to actually represent his service to his Guru Maharaj. Just like the root of a tree, if we water the root of the tree, the part of the tree is satisfied. The branches and the twigs and the flowers and the leaves. And yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. When Srila Prabhupada is satisfied, then our movement will flourish. When Srila Prabhupada is satisfied, then Krishna will be satisfied. And only then, individually, collectively, will we be empowered. Srila Prabhupada established this movement in 1966. And in doing so, he was making an offering to his spiritual master in the disciplic succession. At that time, you know, he envisioned an international society, and he organized ISKCON in spirit and in form in such a way that it would sustain through time for the purpose of spreading the holy name of Krishna throughout the world. Srila Prabhupada, in his own words, by his own example, he explained that he was simply trying to execute the order of his spiritual master. And he said that he saw each and every one of his devotees as a representative of his spiritual master. So all the leaders of ISKCON and all the devotees of ISKCON in this generation and for all generations to come, we are all meant to assist Srila Prabhupada in assisting his spiritual master. That is what ISKCON is. Srila Prabhupada gave us his books. He called his purports his devotional ecstasies. At times he would say, everything you need to know is in my books. How important it is to have this foundation of of Prabhupada's purpose. Prabhupada's the founder, Acharya, and his books are foundation to our society. To study Srila Prabhupada's books, to preach the words of Srila Prabhupada's books, and especially much citta mat gata prana bodhyanta parasparam. To share these teachings with one another. And Srila Prabhupada, he established this international society for Krishna consciousness. And one of his last instructions before he departed from this world in Vrindavan was, you will show your love for me by how you cooperate for this mission to carry on. Srila Prabhupada talked about the mission of his Guru Maharaj, how we cooperate to move forward the mission that he has to assist his Guru Maharaj is really what is meant to be our very life and soul. Srila Prabhupada cited Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary of the Bhagavad Gita verse, Vyavashayatmaka Buddhirekeha Kurunandana Bahusha Kahinantascha Buddhayo Vyavashayanam, that we must be resolute in purpose. Our aim must be one if we are on the path of bhakti. And that means to make the order of one's spiritual master one's life and soul. Srila Prabhupada exemplified that in such an unprecedented historical way. And he entrusted that same instruction to each and every one of us. To please Srila Prabhupada is the way that we all make spiritual progress. To please Srila Prabhupada is the secret, the open secret of how our movement will be empowered to expand, both internally and throughout the world. Srila Prabhupada established a GBC. It wasn't just a ritualistic idea. It wasn't just a managerial concept. It was especially to preserve the international unity of our movement. He requested the GBC very much to focus on the idea of unity in diversity, because there is so much diversity. During Srila Prabhupada's time, there was so much diversity. So many different devotees coming from different backgrounds with different conceptions. But Srila Prabhupada united everyone. How were we united during Prabhupada's life? Even though there were so many different opinions, even at that time on so many different matters, because ultimately we were together to please Srila Prabhupada. He was the heart. He was the center. And that is very much the principle that we need to understand and apply today and for the future. In order for our movement to be unified internationally, we need to all be focused on how, as the servant of the servant of the servant, to please Srila Prabhupada. During Srila Prabhupada's time, there was only a handful of people who had direct, intimate association with him, getting physically direct instructions. The vast majority of Srila Prabhupada's disciples were the servant of the servant of his servants. And that's how Srila Prabhupada established our movement. And that is continuing today. All of the gurus, those devotees who are taking the service of serving our society by initiating people, those who are Shiksha Gurus, those who are serving our community by repeating Srila Prabhupada's words, by example and teachings, those who are temple presidents, GBCs, in congregation, all of us, our life and soul is simply to assist Srila Prabhupada. This is very important. Sometimes the diversities of ISKCON cripple our unity because we don't appreciate this principle. If disciples of different spiritual leaders are fighting with one another or considering my teacher is better than yours or whatever, if there's this groupism, we're actually undermining the spirit of the true followers of Srila Prabhupada. Because our goal is that Srila Prabhupada's pleased, that Krishna consciousness is spread in every town and village. That was the order of his Guru Maharaj. That pure devotional service as taught by the six Goswamis and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is shared among the devotees and presented to the whole world. If Srila Prabhupada said, you can show your love for me by how you cooperate, how each and every one of Srila Prabhupada's followers, our goal in life is to show our love for Prabhupada. That means we cooperate with one another, and it especially means that we teach those, inspire those who we have influence over to cooperate with one another. Srila Prabhupada's instruction for the purpose of this movement and his presentation of the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the very heart and soul of what our movement is. And it should be the very heart and soul of every follower in all generations. Srila Prabhupada, he studied the essential teachings of all of our previous acharyas. And through the ecstatic love and compassion of his heart, those teachings were distilled and presented in essence in Srila Prabhupada's books and in his purports. It is our life and soul. Yes, Srila Prabhupada, as the preeminent Shiksha Guru, his instructions philosophically and his instructions of how we should conduct our own lives and how we should live together as a society is the foundation. It is the purpose of our movement. And each and every devotee in Parampara should be following these teachings and presenting these teachings. Those are some thoughts of...
Wow.
Me as the preeminent Shiksha Guru of our movement.
I've actually, during this COVID period of time, been doing a lot of interviews, and I'm always ready with another question. And in just being absorbed in what you were saying, I'm at a loss to even ask another question. Your presentation is so complete. Maybe I'm going to just take a second. And okay, so I think I'm a little bit back on course. Let's talk about all of these devotees that are all moving forward to serve Srila Prabhupada's instructions. And this business of cooperating that you speak so wonderfully about is not a portion of the ability to cooperate based on our sincere appreciation for every single devotee that is doing something, however small or big or in between, but appreciating and really honoring those devotees. So our cooperation is basically in direct proportion to our ability to cooperate is in direct proportion to how much we appreciate each other. Is that part of what you're saying, or at least implying?
Actually, Gopal Bhatta Prabhu, what I was trying to say is what you just so eloquently spoke. Thank you very much. Yes. What? Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado. What will please Srila Prabhupada is what will please Krishna. What will displease Srila Prabhupada is what will displease Krishna. And Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, he, in this beautiful lecture that I just referred to, he's crying in gratitude to his devotees. Now, this took place in 1973. So probably most of the people that were there in the room and most of the people who were listening from little cassette tapes throughout the movement, most were only devotees for 1 or 2 years. The senior most people may have been devotees for 4 or 5 years at the most. And Srila Prabhupada is crying with gratitude. Thank you very much, he says. You are all the representatives of my Guru Maharaj. If Srila Prabhupada is seeing all of us, and at that time, we had so many faults, of course, many of us still do, but in 1973, devotees were not very well trained yet, and still, he was seeing each of us as representatives of his Guru Maharaj, and he was crying in gratitude. That's how much he felt obliged to anyone who was assisting him. And that's an eternal principle. So all of us, if Srila Prabhupada loves his devotees so much, how much that should affect our hearts to give honor and respect and try to the best of our ability to appreciate the devotees with whatever faults they may have. Of course, Srila Prabhupada, you know, he corrected our mistakes whenever they were there. And similarly, leaders must correct mistakes and discriminate in the sense of what is appropriate in Krishna consciousness. But it is done in the spirit that Srila Prabhupada has given us to really appreciate those who have given their lives to assist him. And today it's Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. When we're feeling profound separation from Srila Prabhupada. And our connection to Srila Prabhupada in separation is in our service, how we're trying to please him. And now, 43 years since Srila Prabhupada departed in Sri Vrindavan Dham, so many of Srila Prabhupada's very intimate, loving followers have left our movement. Many of his greatest leaders, too numerous to even speak of appropriately, just in the last couple months, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Madhurya Govinda Maharaj, His Yasomati Nandan Prabhu, Krishna Nandini Devi, Ramdas Abhiramdas Prabhu, Rama Devi, Nitai Chaitanya Maharaj, Shruti Dharma Prabhu. These are people who embrace to the core of their hearts Srila Prabhupada's teachings. And Krishna has taken them away within the last few days, or at the most, the last couple months. And then we think of so many of Srila Prabhupada's beloved disciples who have left us. And it's a door that opens in our view of what the future of ISKCON really could be and should be. To appreciate one another, to cultivate love for one another, to serve in cooperation with one another. It's so very important, because padam padam yadvi padam natesham, any one of us, whatever our age, whatever our health condition, we could die at any moment. Srila Prabhupada quoted from Govinda Das, the great Kaviraj, Kamala Dala Jala Jivana Talamala Bajahun Hari Parani today. That everything in this world, our body, our skills, our youth, our beauty, our family, our wealth, our position, whatever roles we may have, it is all like a drop of water on a lotus leaf. At any moment, not maybe, at any moment, it will slip away. So what really is the value of wasting time, holding on to our egoistic or selfish perceptions? The time is now, immediately, to really take seriously that Srila Prabhupada, he left Vrindavan. He endured the hardships of the Jaladuta. He endured traveling around the world, health crises, so many dangers, so many heartbreaks. He endured them all to entrust us with his movement. It's the most important thing we have, to waste time with pettiness, whether it's philosophical pettiness or managerial pettiness or social pettiness in our relationships. It's a great loss. Yes, so many these beloved devotees, preachers, initiating gurus, artists, mothers, fathers, in so many ways, these dear disciples and grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada have been taken away from us physically. And especially at a time when it's Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day, in order to really go into the mysteries of what pleases Srila Prabhupada, we need to really appreciate the devotees that are around us and the devotees that can leave us at any moment. And there's no time to waste because all of us could leave at any moment. To assist Srila Prabhupada in the order of his Guru Maharaj. That is the life and soul of all true followers within ISKCON.
This urgency that you are implying and actually even directly speaking to, how do we develop this urgency? How do we develop this at every moment?
Like a little seed requires cultivation and protection in order to grow. This urgency to reciprocate with Srila Prabhupada's love is inseparable from our bhakti lata bija, from the seed of love of Krishna that is within our hearts. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Rupa Goswami that the Guru awakens the seed of love of Krishna in our heart and then teaches us how to cultivate it. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to all of us through Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, in the Nectar of Devotion, in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and in the example of his life, has given us the way to cultivate the seed of love, that we need to water it. And that watering is by associating with sincere devotees. Adoshita tata sadhu sangota pachanakriya. We need the association of each other. We should never take it cheaply. We should never take it ordinary. To associate with those devotees who actually inspire us to take shelter of Srila Prabhupada's instructions. To chant the holy names of the Lord. At the times of initiation that Srila Prabhupada, he asked us to follow these four regulative principles and to chant at least 16 rounds every day. And in Parampara, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, all the initiating spiritual masters of ISKCON are repeating the same instruction, giving the same duty to chant at least 16 rounds and to follow the four regulative principles. And Srila Prabhupada had us recite the 10 offenses to the holy names. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught that as we're hearing the glories of the Lord and chanting the holy names of the Lord regularly, according to the instruction of our Guru Maharaj, we have to be very careful of the weeds. And he described many weeds: the desire for profit, adoration, distinction, fame, the desire for accumulation of wealth for our selfish purposes. And one of the weeds that he emphasized most was criticism of Vaishnavism. In today's world with the internet, there's so much gossip and so much criticism. Srila Prabhupada himself, at one time, I think there was this I don't remember, telex or something. There was this particular type of international way of communicating, and they asked Srila Prabhupada if they could do it, and Prabhupada said, no, you will simply indulge in prajalpa, or unwanted gossip and criticism. So the internet today, and the very propensity that is in our hearts in today's world, is to find faults and to criticize. And if we do it with the wrong intention, then it's an aparad. It's Vaishnav aparad. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, it's a mad elephant offense. We should be very, very careful not to commit these offenses. So these are the ways we cultivate our this sense of urgency. By developing faith through association of devotees, by watering that faith through our sadhana, through chanting the holy names, through reading Srila Prabhupada's books and the Vaishnava literatures, through serving the mission of Srila Prabhupada, and by very carefully avoiding offenses. And if we're in a prayerful mood, praying for this sense of urgency to surrender and seek shelter, then if Krishna's pleased because Srila Prabhupada's pleased, because we're the servant of the servant of the servant, we're pleasing those who Srila Prabhupada loves. Prabhupada will be pleased when we serve and please those he loves. Then that type of conviction, that love of God that's within us, Krishna awakens.
I'd like to ask you a personal question. Sometimes I, in meetings or even a couple of times in this interview that we're doing, you appear to be praying. Is prayer a big part of your life and your devotional practice? It seems to be, but I've never really asked you that question.
As worthless as I am, I do believe that Krishna hears all of our prayers. And even though my prayers may have so many defects, I really believe it's the only thing I know how to do. And whatever I can accomplish in this world, it's only Krishna trying to compensate my lack of qualifications in answer to prayers. The Srimad Bhagavatam, all of the great teachers, Prahlad and Dhruva and Ambarish and the Pandavas and Kunti, the gopis, the gopas, so much of what they teach us is in their prayers. In fact, Srila Prabhupada, he established our movement on the Jaladutta when he offered his prayers, praying to be a puppet on the strings of Krishna and his Guru Maharaj's mercy. Srila Prabhupada, you know, he prayed, and so often he cited the prayers of Kunti and Prahlad and gopis. These prayers are very much the heart and soul. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the only thing that he left us that he personally wrote with his own hands is Shikshastakam, which is 8 prayers. In order to pray appropriately, we really need to take shelter. Srila Prabhupada, he gave us this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It's the very heart and soul of our movement. And he called our movement the Hare Krishna movement. And when Srila Prabhupada translated the Hare Krishna mantra in his own unique way, he translated it as a prayer. If we literally look at the Maha Mantra, it's the invocation of the three names, Hare, Krishna, and Rama. Srila Prabhupada, he taught us the mood we should chant, that as a prayer, my dear Srimati Radharani, Hare, my dear Krishna, my dear Lord Rama, please engage me in your loving devotional service. We're praying to serve. We're praying for the strength to overcome all obstacles so we could please our gurus who are giving their lives and souls to please Srila Prabhupada, who is giving his life and soul to please Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And that is the way in which Krishna within our heart is pleased. Tesham satate yuktanam bhajatam priti purgukvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupayantate. It is the way we show our love for Krishna. So we are, Lord, one of the great prayers that Lord Chaitanya taught us in Shikshastakam, Trinadapi Sunichena Taror Ibasi Hishnana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. And Mahaprabhu taught that we should keep this prayer always in and on our hearts. And if we chant the holy names in this prayerfulness of offering respect to others, not expecting for oneself, being humble and forgiving and tolerant, this is very difficult in an age where we're so much programmed and conditioned toward egoism and fault-finding. But this is the prayer of Lord Chaitanya. And all of our acharyas have taught us to pray in this spirit, to pray for this benediction. So in my own life, it is a great goal to learn how to pray for pure unalloyed devotional service, to learn how to pray, as Prabhupada said, like a helpless little infant baby crying for the mercy of mother. That's my goal in life, to be able to pray in that way, because then I could be an instrument of my God brother and God sister's mercy and please Srila Prabhupada.
Well, one more question on prayer. The Maha Mantra is a prayer, yet we also, not yet, but we also pray to be able to chant that prayer. So what's the dynamic there?
The prayer and the prayer to enter into the mystery of the prayer are inseparable. The prayer is, O Sri Radharani, O Sri Krishna, please engage me in your loving service. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, Gopi Bhartur Padakamala Yora Dasa 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 Anudas, that to be the servant of Krishna is to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. So we are praying that we could actually enter into the true spirit of that prayer, begging for the service of the Lord.
So Maharaj, we're getting close to the end of our time. Circling back to how we started, Srila Prabhupada is the preeminent Shiksha Guru of our movement. He is the founder, Acharya. You've illuminated many different points. I'm just asking you to put a bit of a cap on it. Leave us with the fundamental realization that you have on this topic and the instruction that you can offer us.
Today, Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. To deeply meditate on within our hearts what Srila Prabhupada has given us and how he wants us to live. How he wants us to live in our personal life, in our interactions with other devotees, and together to serve the mission of his Guru Maharaj. This particular day of all days of the year is very special to meditate. What does Srila Prabhupada want us to do in our lives? Everything else is relatively superficial and unimportant. Our life and soul. To be grateful to Srila Prabhupada is not just saying Jai Srila Prabhupada. To actually be grateful to Srila Prabhupada is to live in the spirit of his instructions. Our movement is simply a community, hopefully an ever-expanding community of devotees who are trying to live in harmony with Srila Prabhupada's instructions. In doing so, Sri Radharani, Sri Gopinath, Panchatattva will bless us. The temple of the Vedic Planetarium in Mayapur, devotees are, there's no way it could be built unless devotees come together from all over the world to help, because that's the way Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda wanted it. Srila Prabhupada often cited that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it was his desire, it was his dream that devotees from the East and the West would all be coming together in unity in Sri Mayapur Dham to chant the holy names of Sri Krishna and Sri Radha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the most merciful, the most munificent of all incarnations. And the very essence of what he taught us is what Srila Prabhupada is giving. How to show our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. That's what's most important. In today's world with this COVID-19, you know, any one of us could die at any moment. Many of us are locked down. There's economic conditions. There's uncertainty. There's confusions. What is really important in our lives? And how? And we can be seeing in today's experience how much the world needs the gift of Srila Prabhupada. To be grateful. And to express that gratitude by showing our love for Srila Prabhupada by how we follow his teachings. As servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. In this spirit, we can take shelter of the holy names of Krishna. And love for Krishna becomes our supreme reality.
Maharaj, thank you so very much for your valuable time.
I'm sorry I'm so insufficient in my attempts, but I'm grateful to be among everybody that is assembled today.
It was just absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.